do it. Fucking niggas, yeah, they really frauds. Prove it, it's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it.
Light 9.
Showing his bitch! Probably shouldn't have this much energy. It's currently about to be 2 o'clock in the morning. I was trying to record this episode. Well, really, I was trying to record this fucking episode on Friday. I'm trying to do 2 a week. But I slacked. As you can see, there's no episode now. But yeah. Here we are with it. So, first, I want to just give thank y'all and give you guys admiration / appreciation for taking your time out your day. And, you know, whether you listen to the whole thing or not, you clicked the link and you made it this far to me, and so I appreciate you. And I'm sending love and, you know, sending prayers and blessings and peace for thoughts towards you. Because it does mean a lot to me, it really does. So I'd rather say thank you now and appreciate y'all and let y'all know I appreciate y'all right now at the beginning. So I appreciate y'all. But yeah, fucking, you know, like my page, follow me on Instagram, 303OT, follow me on Twitter, and whatnot. But yeah, let's get into it. So today, the topic I wanted to talk about is reaching out to people when you see depressed posts or things of that nature, you know, or just seeing someone on themselves or, you know, being hard on themselves. And pretty much, I guess, this subject is to entail to why I think it's important, what I do, how I'm flawed sometimes, or, you know, just situations, stories I've been through that's helped me understand how helpful and beneficial it is just to say hello. How are you? Literally, you're simple, you know? And for me as well, like, it just from the opposite perspective of being the one that people are reaching out to, it just shows me, wow, okay, this person, one person, X person, whoever the person is, you know, having me in their thoughts. Took a couple minutes, a few seconds out the day to say, what's up? Check how I'm doing. You know, that is grateful for me times a million. You know, that's one of the best things I feel like as a human being you can do to somebody is literally reach your hand out. You know what I'm saying? Reach out. You know, and we do get in this mindset of, especially nowadays with social media and this generation, like, I don't know, it kind of feel too good to reach out. And also on the contrary, on the perspective, some people don't even want people to reach out because they feel embarrassed or sad or ashamed. And again, I feel like, again, that's due to social media and due to just the fact of people being embarrassed and seeing people getting attacked under other posts, or this is what a female should be, this is what a male should be, this is how you should feel, this is what feeling looks like, X, Y, and Z. So people get very in this very timid mind state of they don't want help, or no one even cares to want help, or etc., you know, or even like, oh, I don't care. Like, you know, not necessarily like you don't care, but, you know, I'm just, oh, I didn't see that. I didn't know. Blah, blah, blah. And then the time comes and you're like, fuck, I wish I would have just took that time to, you know, there's those what ifs, those moments you're thinking like, dang, he really, really felt like he didn't, or she really, really felt like she didn't have anybody to do what they're doing or take their life or whatever the case is. So, to me, it's just something that I think is important, and yeah, so let's get to it. Let's, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so I'm gonna be doing this thing now where like every episode I'm gonna be like adding a little song that I'm vibing to, or you know, that I really like to for y'all to hear a little snippet of. And yeah, y'all can go tap in if y'all fuck with it. So let go. So first and foremost, I want to know, I want to know that I am not by any means a therapist, psychologist. I really know. This is just me speaking from the little bit of research and couple courses in college and just personal experiences. So, to me, what do I mean, even mean when I say reaching out to a depressed person? Sometimes you don't even know that a person is depressed per se. So, what I mean by that essentially is like, okay, I mean that by a couple of different ways. One way you can reach out to a depressed person without even knowing they're depressed, without even going out of your way, without even like doing nothing, in what I don't think is too fucking crazy. Maybe you guys think I'm crazy, or maybe I'm the crazy one, so let me know. Maybe I'm just fucking crazy. But I think the first way we can do that is just being a kind human being, being a kind energy to be around, and just a decent human being, and just be thoughtful, be soft and soft in your heart, and just think twice and look at other people's perspective and look at how, what could they have, what could I be going at home right now that I don't know about a lot of things. Let me just do what I can and say, hey, how are you today? Oh, that's awesome. Hey, that's a new shoe, new something. Notice little changes about people. And I'm not saying it's not your job to notice about anything like that or everything, but just a simple compliment can change someone's whole day, and can brighten up their whole day and make them feel seen when they're walking in the world, this chaotic world, feeling so unseen when there's damn 7 billion people in this world and people yet still feel alone. And it's not to make it seem like they're any less or anything wrong like that, but it's a saddening time, no lie, no cap, I can't even lie to y'all. So it's very easy to get lost in emotions and in self-doubt and worry and anxiety and depression and traumas and falling short of your goals, etc. There's a lot of ways that people just feel like they're not up to par and doing what they should be doing, or living up to their purpose on earth, or even if they feel like they have a purpose, or even if they think that is a thing, or even if they think that's a thing. So just being kind, just, you know, please and thank you, smile, let people know I appreciate you, you know. Don't be mean to the clerk, you know, that's been fucking working as an essential worker for fucking 8 months now, you know what I'm saying? Hold the door for the lady or the male, you know, fucking, you know what I'm saying? Just be nice, just little small deeds, you know? How are you? Good. Oh, good, thank you. You know, just simple. I think that's very simple, and that makes a huge difference in people's life. It can brighten people's day up, man. You don't even know that they're depressed or anything like that, but you having an interaction with them could brighten their day and not necessarily fix their depression or anything like that, but just give them some perspective and just, you know, give them some warmth and some love, some positive energy in their life. So that's just one way I feel like we should be able to reach out to depressed people without even knowing that they're depressed or not. Another way, I feel like we could talk about is, oh wait, shoot. Another way we could talk about is, So, I feel like, and this to me is like, it's weird because it's kind of like, I don't know, you kind of got to be vulnerable, you know, and just talk your talk, talk your shit, you know what I'm saying? Just say how it is. And honest, most people who know me, I really don't bite my tongue per se, but at the same time, I don't like to say outlandish shit because knowing there's, you know, repercussion and people have emotions, so that's what I'm trying to. And this is all kind of like a freestyle. It's all like, you know, I just record, it's just whatever's on my mind. You know, I might have a topic, but you know, I really don't know necessarily what I'm gonna say. I don't have a script written down anywhere or anything like that, so yeah. But yeah, obviously depression is maybe a little bit more than just feeling sad. No, it is a little bit more, that's what I mean, sarcastic, than just, you know, feeling sad and, you know, always just being a pessimist or thinking negative, you know. What people don't understand is like that is a result of chemical imbalance in your brain. And also, to me, like I said, I'm gonna speak my point of view and my perspective. I think it's like we're going through a spiritual warfare. Well, I cannot speak English. It's my third language, me alone. It's like, but yeah, it's definitely a spiritual warfare going on right now. And those demons will attack you. They would definitely come to feeding your insecurities, feeding your fears, knock your ambitions down, to rob you of your motivation. Whatever you think of, they'll do it. They will come through and they will literally, they want that so they can take that away from you, your happiness, because they see you already down, so they want to feed on that. So that's one of the ways I think, you know, that might not be scientifically proven. Well, that could be argued. I think it is. But it is how depression is real. And it's like, you know, through prayer and aligning your chakras and getting to know yourself and, you know, how you fit in the universe can help alleviate that feeling and take it off. The other is just, you know, lack of serotonin. You know, it's lack of chemical in your brain that is just not producing enough. Could be caused from blockage and the traumas that's happened that's not healed and fully processed. That's just in your subconscious, you know, just not getting enough of your hormones functioning properly in your head. And there's different types of depressions, you know. There's manic, where you're very productive and you know, and there's seasonal depression. Well, I guess I didn't finish. Like, manic, I guess depression is like you're very happy 1 second, you know, it may last an hour, it may last a week, and then for you don't know how long, down in the dumps, like the most depressed, saddest, you know, sadistic person you might have ever met in your life or whatever, you know. So yeah, and it's just, you know, it's a lot more to that. So That's one thing you should remember when you are reaching out to someone. Don't try to, bro, stop being sad. It's not that bad. You know, word is very important. Wording is very important. And, like, how you present things and how you say things is very key to how it will be received. It's just like, sorry if you guys don't understand this, if you're not a sports person, but it's like football. And I know y'all are smart. I know y'all are smart. Y'all don't understand this, even if you don't watch football. But the quarterback is throwing a pass to the wide receiver. Depending on how the quarterback throws it, it gives the odds for the receiver to receive it better. Like, to, in other words, catch it better. So, like, let's say, for an example, a bullet, like, you know, a hard pass, you know, straight line drive pass. If a wide receiver is running a fly route, which is like a straight, you know, deep route, and you throw that type of pass, it's probably going to get intercepted because it's going to be short, you know, it's come It's coming with a lot of steam. Versus, oh, that pass should have been a long pass. Or the quarterback throws a long pass in the middle where there's a freaking middle linebacker on the slant route when the wide receiver was running the slant route. And it should have been a freaking bullet pass so he could have caught it and protect himself. But now the ball is in the air. Now you got your freaking wide receiver wrecked. You got his ass fucked up. You got a straight fucking bow, you know? So how you deliver is very important. Like that's a message, you know? So you can't try to talk to somebody and, like, again, this is weird for me to say because, like, a lot of people don't even, you might know, you might not know, whatever, because I don't know, I kind of do be sharing shit or whatever, or posting or whatever on social media nowadays, but for the longest, maybe until, like, a year ago, I really did not like to tell anyone I was depressed or depression is a thing or suicidal thoughts or whatever like that, so it's all fun and weird to me, but that's one of the perspectives I could talk from, so, you know, that's also how I kind of feel like I can say how I feel like I like, and this again is different for everybody, but how I like to be talked to or feel like, you know, I feel like, you know, and the reason why I didn't tell anybody for the longest is, like I was mentioning earlier, people feel like sorry, like, you know, like, feel like, man, I don't want people to feel sorry for me, and life's tough, everybody goes through da da da, X, Y, and Z, whatever the case is, you don't want people to feel sorry for you, so that's the nature of how you ask someone when you're reaching out and you see, let's say, like a depressed post on Facebook, social media, you know, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, you know, TikTok, whatever the case is, Trailer, I don't even know, whatever the fucking app you're using, Pinterest, whatever. And you see somebody of that nature and you want to reach out to them, refrain from being like, it's so, like, you know, you're sad for no reason, be happy, da 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 da, X, Y, and Z. And again, I'm not perfect. I'm working on my ways to deliver better too. But for me, I feel like it's important. Even like, if I don't know you, and or I do know you, or whatever, you had a class and you haven't talked for a long time afterwards, I still personally, like, I believe in God and I believe in the universe makes everything happens for a reason, essentially. Nothing is by fault, if that makes sense. So, I'm like, I saw this post for a specific reason. God made me see this post, made me see this person. To me, reaching out, and that's, and it's not, what's wrong with that? Nothing, no one's making you feel less for reaching out. In fact, I wish more people would make it okay to reach out. So more people would feel okay to reach out and not go down that road. So. Fuck. Like, yeah, so, like, I feel like God made me see that to just be an ear, to listen if they want me to. And just the least I can do is say, what's up? How are you doing? Literally, you know, what's up, do you know, this and that, depending on the severity of it, you know, just straight up gets like, why are you thinking about taking your life, or this and that, because I'm like, you know, and just I want you to be loved, you know, let you know that you're loved, and I'm here to listen, and we can do what you need to do, but that's not the option, you know, and just talk to him, be there, because God forbid, you know, they end up really killing themselves or whatever the case is. And I don't know, I look back and I'm just like, damn, I didn't reach out, you know? I didn't hit them up. And it's always not that easy, trust me. Some people, they had it really, really well, and that's why you should just randomly check up on all your friends, man, and your families. And, you know, I personally, I don't want to get too personal without the person being here on the podcast myself. I'll get personal with my own information and whatnot. But, yeah. A lost a friend this year. Lost a brother this year, really. Like I said, the closest, but the energy, the soul, and the love I have for that man, and the love he showed me every time I saw that man, unreal. And, you know, I love his cousin to death. His cousin is my brother, man. It's all about the fault, you know. It's like he fish no matter what. But the only reason I bring that up is, man, may he rest in peace. But even he, nothing I could have saw on his wall that could would have indicated or made me feel like, you know, he's contemplating and taking his own life. In fact, literally, like, I put 4 days, 5 days, I commented on one of his posts. We were talking about going jet skiing. And just, I remember being like, whoa, like, I only went, like, when I go to Missouri with my family, with the Stangers, go to Ozark a couple times here and there. And sometimes I've been there on some jet skis. I'm like, what? I didn't even know there was a place in Colorado I could jet ski. I didn't even know he was down. I didn't know people was into that type of stuff, you know. Yeah, you know, like, you know, especially being primarily colored group, I guess, you know. Like, you know, I thought that was just, yeah, you know, we didn't really do that. Color folks ain't do that because that was white people, you know. They got the money for the jet skis and whatnot, but my boy was like, let's go jet skiing, and I was just hype. And yeah, just really, really, literally breaks my heart every single fucking day. Never got to go jet skiing with my man. So, not going to get too deep into that. But I love him. I love him a lot, man. And I really miss him. I wish I could tell him that so much, because I did not get a chance to tell him that. Definitely, you know. The last time I saw him was definitely, it's a good vibe, you know. Definitely show him love there. But it's like, I kind of feel like I beat myself up about it. Well, I wish I could have just, why didn't I hit him up after I commented and, like, just talk to him, like, yeah, bro, and actually, like, make the plans and solidify. And me, it's like me dealing with my own depression and anxiety and insecurities, you know. I didn't want to feel, like, annoying or, like, you know, doing too much. So I was like, I'll just wait till he reaches out, or, you know, if he's serious about even doing it. And just, you know, didn't happen. I just regret it every day. I wish I would have reached out. So, like I said, the only reason I bring that up, it's not so black and white to see how to reach out, per se. And be there for people. But it's important to try when you can in every single way, when you see signs or posts or whatnot. And yeah. So, yeah, pretty much that's like what I got for this episode. I probably might add do another episode, adding more, but yeah. I'm already reaching a little lengthy time right there. Not really, I guess. No, it's not. I mean, hour 30 podcast right now. But I'm just going to keep it short. 30 minutes. Hold y'all's attention or not. For this long. I'm sure I'm not going to hold that many people's attention for this long. But, you know, it's okay. I love y'all. Either way, if y'all made it this far or not, appreciate y'all for again clicking the link. But
Yeah, just to wrap it up, it's like I was saying, like, I know due to coronavirus, we probably don't see a lot of each other as often, but, you know, notice changes, you know, notice a random haircut, or, you know, notice an outfit change, or notice them not doing their favorite game, or not wearing that favorite makeup, or doing, I don't know, just notice these very subtle things, because it could be a cry for help. The reason why I say that, because from both experience and from both being the person reaching out, these little subtle things that's for people that feel too embarrassed to use their words or to speak is their way of asking for help and crying for help. You know, look at people's, you know, what they're into, you know, if they're drinking too much, you know, if they're smoking too much, you know, they're popping their pills too much, or they're fucking, you know, spending too much time in the hub, or, you know, they're probably not out, but whatever the case is, you know, like, if they motherfucking, you know, just a little bit off, and, you know, to my saying, it's better safe than sorry. I'd rather see that post, reach out, and they think I'm a weirdo. They think I'm like, what the fuck wrong with this man? It's like, you know, you too sentimental, you soft, blah, 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 whatever. Like, you know, I'd rather have that than nobody, absolutely nobody. You feel like nobody has their back. Nobody's gonna listen. Nobody cares about them. Nobody cares if they're dead or alive. And to see a bunch of people out there who's posting live feed, to me, it's just, it's like I look at it as God giving me a chance to, like, just be there for someone. You know? That's what it's about. You know, all you can do is be there. That's about it. That's all you need to focus on. I'm trying to say, I'm trying to fix. No, don't try none of that. Just be there. Just listen. You know, sometimes give advice where it applies, but don't overstep. Don't overstep. Just, you know, let them know you're there. Don't overdo it with the advice to a point where, you know, they feel insecure again and don't want to do it, you know. And I have a problem with doing that shit myself sometimes. So, you know, we can all learn and we can all grow from each other, you know. That's what life's about, just growing and just finding purpose and finding your life purpose. And we all have one, no matter how small or big it is, or you may think it is or isn't. We all have our purpose, and we just all have to find it. So, thank you again for joining OTNT Show. I appreciate y'all, for real, man. I hope y'all have a blessed day. Peace and love, man. Much love to all of y'all. Shit, send this to one person. Just one person, you know. That's all I ask. If not, again, it's all good in the hood. But, dang, we out.